This gentleman told me to say that 99% of the time he does what he says he's going to do, which is a fucking great quality, guys. This is Wan Kim.
So, as he mentioned before, I am a little fighting this flu fever thing, so if I, like, spontaneously vomit on you, I'm sorry. Preemptive apology. It'll be like a Gallagher show, you know, but with vomit, it'll be really cool. I didn't eat anything, so it'll just be mostly water. Hope that's okay. So, I've totally been on TV before. Yeah, I know. Hard to believe. We'll call this channel the Non-Food Network. And for the sake of the story, my name will be J-U-A-N, Juan Kim. Not the, you know, proper way when you see a guy whose eyes closed constantly. So I realized something about myself when I went on this show. The show is called Butt Throat Kitchen with host... Fartin Brown, right? I thought it was a really stupid show. I hated that show. They asked me to be on it before. I said, no, I have too much work. Where do you find these fucking cooks that can just take, just drop whatever they're doing, just fly out, right? So I basically told him to F off in the email, and he never wrote back to me, go figure. And then 3 years later, they must have been desperate, and then they asked again. They said they stole my... They didn't steal my identity. They got my files from someone else, blah, blah, blah. So I said, I need a vacation. So I love free trips. And I said, oh, sure, I'll take that trip. It's in L.A. I'll go visit our friend Jose out there, visit him and Kim. I haven't seen in years. That alone will be worth it to me. So I said, hell yeah, I'll go do it. I'll get cut the first round, and I'll go check out L.A. with a homie. It'll be all good. Free hotel, free everything. So... the premise of the show is, if you guys don't know, is you get 3 rounds. You have to make one dish per round, appetizer, entree, dessert. And then you basically each round comes with sabotages. You start off with 26,000 because this isn't that show that I'm talking about. And you can buy sabotages to essentially fuck each other over and try to mess their dish up. So... the other three people I remember, other three contestants, you know, we're in the green room, we're all hanging out, talking, getting to know each other. Hey, what do you do? Where are you from? You know, hey, where you work? Blah, blah, blah. I was really quiet. I already was, like, set on not winning, not giving a shit. Just being like, just going through the motions, I'm going to be really quiet. Everyone else is really talkative and gabby and very, you know, fart throat kitchen-y, you know. Being very like, oh, yeah, you know, I love cooking. I love food. It's like, blah, food is to me, blah. Of course, that's what food is, right? I mean, it's not just basic nutrition and sustenance. It's just, you know, it's just, blah, you know, butter, blah. See, that as a cook, when Yelpers say good or bad things, that's what it all sounds like to me as a professional cook. When people are like, oh, it was like this transcendental experience. I'm like, no, you shat it out. That's what it is. And that's what food and beverage will always be. Something you shit out at the end of the day. It's creative. It's awesome. Yes. Who knew cardamom with cinnamon was that fucking good, right? Who knew? So these guys are all doing that shit. And, you know, I just had it in my mind to just, you know, go through it, eat the free catering because the catering in L.A. is really good, visit some restaurants, and then just be done with it. So we go through the first round, and I'm just being quiet. And the producers on these shows, they really want to, you know, pigeonhole you and turn you into a character and say, you're going to be this guy. You're going to be the mean guy. You're going to be the guy that he picks on. You're going to be the person that, you know, antagonizes this person. Oh, hey, what do you think about Chef's hat? You know, what do you think about his stupid glasses? They egg you on. You don't see any of this when you watch the Non-Food Network, right? Maybe something on, like, VH1 or something, but not on that channel. Not that classy channel over there. So the first thing they do, the minute we get called down, first thing the producers ask the first guy, hey, what do you think of Juan's pants? And of course he says, well, they look stupid. Whatever. I was like, oh, geez. That was harsh because I really like these pants, right? But I wanted to keep quiet. I was like, I'm not gonna play into this, you know, whatever. And then the other contestants roll in, they, you know, do the whole motion. Long story short, I just I lost it. I didn't know who else to be but myself, and I just absolutely lost it. I went straight, like, sarcastic Midwesterner kitchen on their asses, and just basically tore every single contestant new one. I bought all the right sabotages, did all the right moves. I just basically tore them apart. Not to be cocky or anything, it's just I know how to play the game. I know how to tear people down because we're all very insecure people in the Midwest here. Despite what you guys say about yourselves, we are insecure. We know how to insult people very well for some reason. And if you're from another region, like the West Coast, like, you know, their sarcasm, they don't have sarcasm. They're just very happy. They have good weather. They have good produce year-round. Like, they have nothing to be angry about. And it came down to the final round. It was just me and this guy from Portland. He was, you know, during the little off time when they were resetting the room, we had a chance to, like, really talk. You know, they were, you know, most of the conversation would be like, oh, my God, like, who knew you were this mean, Juan? Like, we didn't know. I was like, well, you know, you shouldn't have made fun of my fucking pants, right? that's like a really touchy, sensitive subject to me. But then, you know, I come to find out he's actually a really nice guy, you know, despite me calling him a fat 80s wrestler, despite calling him, like, a really ugly lesbian, even though he was a dude with a beard, you know. I called him all this terrible shit on TV, but I remember him really talking about his, like, tribulations and why his reasons for coming into the show off camera. And I remember him distinctly telling me he had a neck cramp. And I was like, man, that sucks. You must be in constant pain. He's like, well, I got tons of Vicodin. I'm like, dope. Can I get it for you, first of all? And that's terrible that you have to go through this that way. I just came out here for fun to go visit friends and hang out. And you're really here because you really eat the money, it sounds like. But I remember getting back on to the final round, and then one of the sabotages that you could buy was a 15-pound colander, metal strainer, full of fruit that you have to wear and make dessert with. And I had enough money to, like, outbid him all the way. And I was saving my money throughout the whole thing because I'm like, I can cook with a clothes steamer. I can cook digging my own clams. I can cook with, you know, hot dogs when it's a hamburger. I could do that. It's fine, you know. It's what you do when you're poor. You know, you're like, you know, you're like, oh, what do I have in the fridge? You got lettuce. Well, you're going to make a pizza with lettuce. Cool. Let's figure it out, right? So there's nothing you need to me, but I remember, despite all the cameras being on us, I just remember his face. It was just sheer terror when he saw the calendar, when he saw what it was supposed to be. It was just like, just shock. And I unfortunately, like, made eye contact with him. And that's the moment I realized, I'm like, fuck, I care. And I let him outbid me, and I ended up wearing the calendar. And I still beat the shit out of him. But I just want to let him know that I care enough to, like, humiliate myself and still beat him and not further injure his neck. And all the money's gone. It was spent on drugs and alcohol. And to this day, the guy doesn't know that I did it because I knew about his neck problem. And he still hates me. And it's okay, though, because I know who I am inside, and I know they do give a shit, and it sucks to give me a shit. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Juan, J-U-A-N, Juan Kim. Appreciate that. Guys, don't go watch the Not Food Network. Try something else, like maybe the Food Network, right? That one's safe. All right. No, no one's biting on that. Cool. Man, oh, man. Good thing I'm not a stand-up. I just host this show.